In 2017, the power couple sold a Manhattan penthouse to Angela Chen, a Chinese woman who heads a company that sells access to Chinese officials and who is believed to be linked to Chinese military intelligence, Forbes reported. None of these links prove quid pro quo collusion with foreign powers, and foreign links alone do not necessarily preclude an individual from clearance, as Xenakis explained. There's no bright line rule against having foreign contacts or interests. Rather, the analysis done examines how extensive those contacts or interests are, how extensive the applicant's ties to the U.S. are, and whether there's a likely scenario in which a conflict of interest might arise. Foreign ties would be cause for concern if they result in a divided allegiance or could be used as leverage to coerce the individual to act against U.S. interests, she added. Ultimately, though, a security clearance is a privilege. It's not a right. It is not going to be granted unless it is clearly consistent with the interests of national security. So it shifts a pretty high burden to the applicant to show why any concerns should be considered mitigated. One way an applicant might do that is to demonstrate that they are so wealthy and have such deep financial, familial, and professional ties in the U.S., or even in a variety of countries, that the likelihood of them being compromised by their ties to one particular country are slim. Nonetheless, Moss told Newsweek such foreign dealings might make top-secret approval for Jared and Ivanka a more risky proposition. Extensive foreign contacts, foreign family members, foreign financial ties, etc., are all things that adjudicators consider in determining if the risk and exposure is too significant to permit the person to have a clearance, he explained. It is not necessarily about the person's loyalty to the United States, or even if there is an indication they would ever knowingly share classified information with unauthorized foreign nationals. It's all about the risk assessment, and if the U.S. government believes that risk is too great. That's all the time we have for this week. This is Ed Reedy. Please join me next week for the reading of Newsweek magazine.